Each Tuesday, I chat with meteorologist Martin Babagan, and Martin joins me right now. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Morning, Shane. All right. How are you, mate?
Going well today on this Tuesday, and we did enjoy some rainfall over the weekend on Sunday, which was very well received.
Definitely. It's important, too. I'm looking at the similar patterns going to emerge again, starting from Saturday. We're looking at the Saturday, Sunday, and coming back next week. The second week will be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So good rain events taking place even the coming week. So it's looking very good. What's happening? Looking at the outlook, still looking at the Bureau's outlook, there's El Niño still not visible. La Niña is not visible. It's neutral conditions everywhere. February to April rainfall is likely to be below average. That's what they're saying in the forecast for the part of eastern and central Australia. I'd like to see, okay, what's going to happen, how this weather pattern is emerging us. I did my own analysis and looked at in different perspective how this weather is emerging. The probability for La Niña, at least, is less than 10%. Probability for Enzo natural is about 95%. So Enzo natural is the most important element of weather looking at in this area. So I'm looking at this, how this weather pattern emerges. Looking at the Enzo pattern is about 95%. La Niña is 10%. And what's happening, the probability of neutral is 95%, okay. And then the probability of El Niño are less than 5% from April to February to April, rising to 25% April to June, approximately 45 to 50% June to August. So you can see it's almost staying right in the middle situation. Nothing so neutral weather conditions right to the end of the year anyhow. So looking at the weather forecast, now looking at what's happening for Gloucester, the high pressure ridge is along the New South Wales coast now. The ridge is dominating the weather pattern right now today. It's going to give us a few days of fine weather like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's a trough line expected to move through the state during the weekend with a cold front. But this trough line was forecast to linger over central part of New South Wales for the remainder of the week. That's very important. When the trough line is not moving, it's lingering in western New South Wales, dragging more moisture from north and developing more weather patterns. That's the reason this trough line lingering over the west, I think, is going to start giving us some strong thunderstorms activities on Saturday. For Gloucester weather forecast for Tuesday, partly cloudy, and then maximum temperature 29, humidity 31%, soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 21 degrees. And then Wednesday, few clouds, maximum temperature 28, relative humidity 33%, nothing's changed. On Thursday, there's going to be few clouds again, humidity 26%. On Friday, few clouds, humidity 31%, soil moisture is not changing, 20% soil moisture, soil temperature 22 degrees. On Saturday, I'm expecting strong thunderstorms activity with humidity 31%, 2.8 millimeters rain starting on Saturday. On Sunday, I'm expecting some light showers, 2.5 millimeters expected, humidity 48%. On Monday, I'm expecting a few clouds, humidity 36%, and drying up a little bit on this, and soil moisture is 21%, soil temperature 19. Looking at week two, looking at 28th of February, the last day of the month, and then looking at 1st of March till about 5th of March, I'm looking at how the weather pattern is developing. On 28th February, a few clouds, maximum temperature 31, humidity 48%. 1st of March, light rain showers. Maximum 33, humidity 43%, 2 millimeters, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 23 degrees. On Thursday, scattered thunderstorms, maximum 34%, humidity 66%, and expecting 7 to 8 millimeters of rain on Thursday. And then on Friday, rain, maximum temperature 29 degrees, humidity 26%, about 17 to 18 millimeters of rain coming out of that. On Saturday, the 5th of March, I'm expecting thunderstorms. Temperature 30 degrees, humidity 66%, and these thunderstorms are going to produce some good amount of showers passing today. It's going to be very, very active thunderstorms activity at this stage. I'm expecting over 20 millimeters of over 20 millimeters possibility. The reason behind that is I'm looking at how soil moisture is developing, why soil moisture is increasing. Normally we had 21% all the time. On Saturday, the soil moisture goes to 24%. Soil temperature 23 degrees. It means more rain in the ground in this area. And on Sunday, scattered thunderstorms, maximum 31 degrees, humidity 67%, 11 millimeters of rain on Sunday, soil moisture 24%, soil temperature 23 degrees. Well, this is for Gloucester. Hunter Valley, weather forecast is similar situation, slightly different. Looking at Tuesday, 21st, sunny, maximum temperature 30. And then relative humidity very low, 28%, and soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 20 degrees. Wednesday, sunny, maximum 33. Thursday, sunny, maximum 35. Friday, some clouds, clouds increasing. There's possible some late showers, and then humidity 32%. On Saturday, I'm expecting strong thunderstorm again, same place, same thing at, like what happened at Gloucester. It's happening at Hunter Valley, 25th of February. Strong thunderstorms, humidity increasing to 43%, 3 millimeters of rain. On Sunday, 26th, light showers, 2.3 millimeters. On Monday, a few clouds. Humidity 33%, and then soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 19 degrees. Looking for week two, February the 28th, few clouds, maximum 31, humidity 41%. 1st of March, Wednesday, light showers, 34 degrees maximum, humidity 47%, 2 millimeters. On Thursday, scattered thunderstorms, 34% maximum, humidity rising to 77%. And then about 7 to 8 millimeters of rain possible on Thursday the 2nd. I'm surprised with the humidity from started from 40, suddenly you're expecting to 77%. On Friday, rain, maximum 29, humidity rising to 80%, 17 millimeters of rain. On Saturday, thunderstorms activity, maximum temperature 31, humidity 77%, 3 millimeters of rain. On Sunday, the 5th of March, scattered thunderstorms, 80% humidity, about 11 millimeters of showers, soil moisture 26%, soil temperature 21 degrees. So you can see there's some more moisture is actually feeding into to the region, sometimes starting from Thursday, the 2nd of March. That's the reason we're getting these more showers activities within the area. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much again for this excellent weather analysis. And for more information, go to our website, go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather.